And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop-Tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Palmer, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88. Roads?
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
It's showtime.
This is Old School at the Movies, episode 131 for September 7th, 2015. Old School at the Movies, brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows, like the Spanish Announce Table, All Wine Aside, and All Beer Inside. Welcome back to Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news. I'm your host, Mr. Old School. And before I get to the panel this week, I have to apologize in advance because the second I start recording, fucking guy starts drilling holes in the wall. Yeah, oldschoolmovies.net is the site where you can listen, download, and subscribe to the podcast. If you want to get in touch with us directly, don't be shy. Oldschoolmovies2 at gmail.com. Or you could tweet us at oldmovies.net. That's oldmovies, D-O-T-net, hashtag O-S-A-T-M. So without further ado, let's introduce our panel for this week, episode 105 in a row, Mr. Heavyset.
If there's a need for a rescue mission, when the world is threatened, when the world needs help, it calls on America. So I know who's asked to kick.
Dude, where's my carp?
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
A carp? Where's your car, man? We've got Kembo Trek.
Back.
And better than ever.
Who told you can eat my cookies?
And of course, we've got
Cock Talk.
And also, we've got
Cock Talk.
Hey guys, what's
baby
up?
Baby Cock
yeah,
Talk.
Baby cock. Hey, what's up, guys?
Cock Talk.
All right, let's get into the news for this week.
I'm Bruce Nolan for Eyewitness News. Back to you, fuckers.
Heavy said, big story on Chris Evans. What's going on?
That's the story that I'm taking? What?
Yeah, you just submitted it.
No, that's not the one I submitted.
What are you talking? The contract rumors. That was you, no?
No. Mine is the one that has HS by the story.
Mega Man. Okay. Fuck, I queued up the other I thought you were talking. You were like putting over this Chris Evans contract thing, so I set it all up.
Do I sound like fucking Cock Talk?
I don't know.
Do I?
All right, here we go.
Do I need to be Canadian?
I don't know. You tell. You tell me. You tell me, man.
You need now respect the cock in a higher pitch.
Respect the cock.
By the way, it's really creepy that Cock Talk with the robot voice. Really creepy. That's such a creepy.
Okay. Take two. Mega Man News.
I'm Darren Hatfield, and this is IGN News. Mega Man, one of the most beloved video game characters of all time, is reportedly heading to the silver screen. According to The Tracking Board, 20th Century Fox and Sharon Entertainment have started development on a feature film version of the classic Capcom game. Fox and Sharon are also the parties behind the rebooted Planet of the Apes franchise. Mega Man started in 1987 for the NES and has, in the decades since, spawned dozens of games and sold over 30 million copies. Mega Man has also been adapted for comics, manga, and anime. Capcom has had some success in the past in bringing its franchises to the movies with Resident Evil. Fox had not responded to our request for confirmation, denial, or comment at time of taping. We will, of course, update you should they respond right here at IGN.
Okay, here's the thing. I mean, they've done pretty much every other video game adaptation. I don't see an issue with doing it. I think it's got a popular following. In my opinion, its biggest time was in the NES, with I think it was 9 games it had. And it's kind of been brought back more like in that 8-bit kind of feel. I don't know how they would do this, though. It almost seems to me like if you did a live action, you'd have to do it very Tron-like with a lot of CGI, very futuristic kind of effects. But, like, what do you cast, like, a midget to do it? Like, is Mega Man full size in real life? Like, I don't know. I'm a little confused there, Matt. I do think it's going to work. If it's going to be any good, I don't know. But I think they could make it happen with, again, some kind of, like, Tron type style. I think that could work. Heavy, let's get your thoughts, man.
I'm really curious to see where they go with this in general. The Tron aspect is what I was thinking too, but I think what we need for this movie, regardless, you need to just get the right team in place and let them go. Studios don't need to be in this as much as they normally are, because that's where a lot of these video game movies have failed. Even the ones that are like Resident Evil, that some people on this panel really, really like. I was waiting for him to say something, but...
He agrees with you. That's the thing.
Okay. Because recently, oddly enough, not too long before this, I was reviewing some videos of people. I was watching some videos of people reviewing the original Mario Brothers and how bad it was. And there's a lot of things that, like, we need to make sure that we don't have that again, which is by far one of the worst movies ever. And if this does good, that could open up other video game franchises. So I have hopes in this, but with Fox right now, this is one of those things I want to see a trailer for. They have been, but don't fuck us, Fox. Do not fuck us. This is not Fantastic Four.
I almost see like an amalgamation of Speed Racer in there too. So, like, hopefully not as shit, but that kind of like graphics, I think. I'm really curious how they're going to put this on the big screen. Throw this up to the panel. Would you like to discuss?
I like the idea, and I really hope it works out well. It could be really cool. That's all.
Like you said, this is like, in its heyday, we're talking what? Late 80s?
87, early? Yeah.
It should have been made 15 years ago, and maybe it would have been a cheesy Double Dragon kind of movie, so there's, I guess that's the argument against it, but I'm not sure today's audience want to see it. And like you guys said, it's hard to see how you do this. Like, I was thinking, do they just make it an animated movie? But I guess they're going to...
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, like what's it called? Astro Boy. I was thinking they could do it like that.
Like, yeah, I'm not sure. Is it better as a live action?
No.
Like when I think of Mega Man, I want to see all like him fighting all these, you know, like Woodman and Electric. Like,
yeah.
But can you make that into a coherent movie?
But not just that. I see him as all circles. You know what I mean? Like a very like child face type of thing. If they make it as a live action, will he be like some Asian dude? Like the sleek, like no offense towards Asians or any human actors, but it's just when I see Mega Man, I see more of a sprite-based character, and I don't see that being recreated in like a realistic fashion. It would be odd.
Why don't they make it a kids movie?
I think they'll make it a kids movie. What I think they'll do is do a lot like Astro Boy, but hopefully make him look, not have to whiten him up, and pretty much he's turned rogue against all the previous robots, and he has to fight them one by one. You could do that like Scott Pilgrim. Kind of thing, but animated.
The thing is, they're going to white him up for sure. Mega Man's going to be white. There's no question about it.
So, but then again, they could do... No, what was it called? Big Hero 6? They kept the kid Asian. I mean, he was never an original...
He was whitish.
Yeah?
It was assumed he was white, yeah.
Really? He's assumed to be white?
I assumed him to be white. I don't know what that makes me, but...
Oh, I thought he was Asian. My mistake,
It was funny, because I just watched that a couple weeks ago. It was like, he was white, but he was living in an Asian world.
No, but that's okay.
It totally makes sense.
No, he was in San Fran, Tokyo, because it was like Tokyo.
San Fran Soiko, get it right, asshole.
What? Repeat that? I was wrong?
San Fran Soiko or something like that.
Oh, my mistake. I thought it was San Fran, Tokyo. Anyways, okay. Well, he was like in a world which was, yeah, both, you know, white and Asian mixed together. So that's, I don't know. To me, I thought...
No, it was very white.
Okay.
It was very white.
Even his brother?
White.
Okay. Fine.
He was Wazen.
His sister, white. His mother, white. His girlfriend and his brother, white, white, white. Well, and on that note, let's get to the news.
Whoa. Calm down, Charlie.
Calm down, Charlie. I don't have my soundboard. I got the YouTube clip. One thing at a time. I'm a guy. All right, here we go. We got some news for Captain America. For Chris Evans, the guy who can't do a fight scene.
Because I'm almost out of time with you already, which is... Because
I just babbled.
No, because it's fucking crazy how fast time goes. And the last time I spoke to you was maybe Avengers.
Yeah.
And I asked you a very direct question about your Marvel contract.
Yeah.
I think you have two movies left.
Yeah.
Avengers
3 and 4.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So you mentioned a while ago that you might be done with acting, you might focus on directing,
yeah.
But you also said to me that you might stick with Marvel and that'll be your acting thing.
Yeah.
And then, so...
Hey, listen, if Marvel wants me, they got me. I've never had such a relationship where you have such... I mean, look at my resume. I'm used to being on set being like, oh, is this movie going to be terrible? It's Marvel is just so... They can't stop making great movies. They just do it in their sleep. And so it's wonderful directors and producers and actors and scripts. And it's just... It's
it's like a playground as an actor. So, you know, it's so mind-boggling that I was so tentative in the beginning to jump on board. What an asshole I would be if I hadn't done this. You know what I mean? Can you imagine kicking myself? I'd never forgive myself.
Dude, I remember talking to you before Captain America, and you were very nervous, and it has been
so... What a dipshit.
No, dude, it could have been... you never know, man. You never know, but it was a smart decision.
Thank God. I mean, it's just the best.
I guess there we know where Evan stands in this case.
I love how honest he is in that interview. It's
yeah. So fun. He understands where the money's coming from. He understands the cash cow. And I think he's doing kind of like a Chris Tucker, where Chris Tucker would only do the Rush Hour movies. Yeah. So he knows that if he stays away from like something that's going to detriment his career, he just has to sit on the cash cow and keep doing these Captain America movies. I don't think he's going anywhere.
No, neither am I. And he said it. He might direct for fun on the side and use the money that he makes, you know, to produce and direct his movies. And he would just keep doing Captain America. So that means that, but to me, that means that he won't, he's not dying in the third Captain America movie.
No, there's no way.
Yeah.
Now we know for sure there's
guarantee
no way
he's not dying.
Well, I don't think he's going anywhere.
I was always pegging him as dying in the Infinity Wars. Okay. Like, he was one of the ones I was having pegged. And now I'm thinking the leading candidate might be Iron Man.
Yeah, isn't Downey out of his contract soon?
I think it's his finish is after the two new Avenger movies, because I think his was a 9-picture contract.
No,
I believe.
His was less, but then he went back and they did a new contract. But I don't know where this new contract ends. So he already had his renegotiations.
Well, with either of them, you could still die, but they could still use you in the movie somehow as like
a flashback,
past clips. It's kind of similar to reminding me of Saul. Granted, the Jigsaw died after the technically third and fourth movie, because those movies take place
at the same time. Yeah,
they did at the same time, but the rest is all like flashback. I mean, granted, I don't know how that would work, because they haven't done many flashbacks in these movies, but they could do it for either of them. So we can, and with fucking comic books, you can have them die in one movie but come back somehow in the next movie.
Do you see a possibility that neither die in Civil War?
I don't think
they're going to die. No, not with the Infinity, not with the Avengers. Neither of them are going to die in it. Not with the Infinity Wars coming up. I don't see either of them dying.
If anybody cares, in the comics, Cap did die right after the Civil War.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Director Steven Spielberg has been making the rounds in the news recently for several big items on his plate. He has the Cold War film Bridge of Spies starring Tom Hanks debuting at the New York Film Festival later this month, as well as a bargaining deal with Universal to take over distribution financing of DreamWorks film projects after the deal with Disney is over, not to mention potential reboots of Back to the Future and Jaws. I don't like that Back to the Future reboot idea. Yet the director doesn't need a mechanical shark to make waves, as a quote he gave to the Associated Press, in which he gave a grave prognostication on the future of the superhero genre, has proved a major talking point. We were around when the Western died, and there will be a time when the superhero movie goes the way of the Western, said Spielberg. It doesn't mean there won't be another occasion where the Western comes back and the superhero movie someday returns. Of course, right now the superhero movie is alive and thriving. I'm only saying that these cycles have a finite time in popular culture. There will come a day when the mythological stories are supplanted by some other genre that possibly some young filmmaker is just thinking about discovering for all of us. I think it's just stating the obvious. I mean, yes, everything's got a wave. At some point, everything's going to crash and burn. He's not stating anything that's crazy out there, in my opinion.
I think he's wrong.
You're telling me that the superhero movie genre will never get boring.
I'm saying that so far it hasn't gotten boring for the past, 40 years? The first Batman movie was 1966.
No, but there's a difference between the first Batman movie and all the big blockbusters they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on now.
No, it's only because there's technology now. Batman has not gone out of style. Neither has Spider-Man. Any of those guys since they started. And also, the reason why I think he's wrong is not necessarily saying that's going to end one day. It's comparing it to the Western. The Western is a genre, okay? Just as Prohibition-era movies is a genre, all right? sorry, I couldn't resist. In the case of superhero movies, Marvel has proven that it's not a genre. Ant-Man is a heist film. Winter Soldier is an espionage movie.
Winter Soldier is a shaky cam piece of
that's
garbage.
That's fine. That's good. No argument to say about that. I'm just saying that it's more espionage driven. All right. Same for the show Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Peggy Carter is espionage driven. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is monster of the week with government agency, like kind of like X-Files, but Marvel version. So these are all very different genres contained within the bigger superhero umbrella. I think he's wrong comparing it to something that is singly just one genre when a superhero movie is a bunch of genres. Also, he's wrong in the sense that the Western was really American. It was about a certain period of time. It was about the end of the 20th century. The end of the 19th century. That's what... wait, no. End of... Damn it, I keep forgetting. Yes, end of 19th century was the genre for the... between... After the Civil War of America until the 1900s, that is where Westerns take place, and it's only in America. However, superheroes can take place, have themes that go for all over the world that are like good and evil, very easy themes that anybody can appreciate, and they don't have to stick to America. Anyways, that's all I wanted to say about that. So I think he's wrong comparing it to the Western.
Unforgiven was a modern Western, by the way.
Oh, yeah, when did it take place?
How about Django Unchained? Huh?
No, but that... Wait. But I'm talking about... Nobody's okay. Not- Oh, I see. You're talking about a movie made now. Yes. Yes, you're right. Yes, those were both movies that were made now. So, which means that they can... So he's saying that superhero movies can still happen later. However, he's saying that they won't happen with this kind of frequency.
Yeah, that's exactly where I fall. Like, I don't think... We're not going to see superhero movies die. But we're not going to... I guess you can call it... I don't know if you want to call it, like, the golden age now, where we have so many and... Most of them
the
are
amount
popular.
Of money. Yeah, the gross is
like,
going to go
we're
down.
Not gonna
absolutely.
See, like, we're not going to see, you know, maybe 15 years from now, we're probably not going to see the same type of overall the quality, the money they're making, the frequency. But we're not going to see, you know, no superhero movies in a year. We just might not see 15 or however many. You know, it might be like 4 or 5 movies instead of 9 or 10. But I don't think we'll see... superhero movies die anytime soon because there always will be an audience for them.
But look at this. I mean, look at the solo action genre. That stayed around for 15, 20 years almost.
Well,
but
yeah, exactly.
Sorry. Okay, I want to say, and Kebo, you'll like this, okay? James Bond, okay, has been awesome since the 60s, I believe, right? That's the first Connery movie was in the 60s, right? Absolutely. Okay. And they never stopped. Okay, they never stop. It's a franchise.
That's the exception to the rule.
Is it?
That is the...
No,
yes, it is.
It's not. Doctor,
yes, it
Doctor
is.
Who
it
as
is.
Well didn't stop.
Doctor Who died for fucking 20
okay,
years.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Okay.
Doctor Who only came back 20 years, like, a couple years ago.
Okay.
The fuck you talking about, man?
Right, yeah, you know what? Things won't die. It's just, it's not always going to be at its apex.
No, not every superhero movie is going to be able to withstand. Sustain this level of
no, exactly.
success. There's no,
no exactly.
fucking way.
Wait, but like, I feel I mean, that... I feel that, for example, maybe not superhero movies as a genre, but like certain characters and franchises will always stay around. For example, I believe Batman eventually will be just like James Bond, where you'll look at it as saying, like, well, this is the Michael Keaton era, this here is the Christian Bale era, this is the Ben Affleck, and he'll just keep going. And I feel that a character like Batman could do like James Bond. Like, James Bond doesn't have to be the exception anymore. Every few years, there'll be a new Batman movie.
Batman almost died. It got resuscitated. So I disagree with
no,
that.
No, but it was 6 years. It was only 6 years. That's the same amount of time.
That's a lot of fucking time, man.
But you know what?
Not necessarily.
It's the same amount of time between the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man and the other Spider-Man.
Yeah, and look how great that's doing now. It needed to be resuscitated by Marvel because Sony almost fucking killed it.
But I'm just saying, 6 years is not a huge... If you look at the great span of things, it's not as bad as, let's say, a Superman between the 70s Superman movies and the Brandon Routh Superman Returns movie. That's a much bigger gap.
I agree with Spielberg, but I think he's just stating the obvious. There's no way that... Again, I'll reiterate... You can't maintain this level of success. We've seen the second Avengers do not as well.
That's true.
And if you're doing 4 or 5 in them, they're going to go like the Tom Cruise movies, and they're going to dwindle down to maybe 150, 200 million domestic.
But then what about, talking about Tom Cruise, but what about Mission Impossible? That just did better. Same for,
Not domestic.
Oh, no. I was also going to say Transformers. You're right. Domestic.
I mean, look at the Terminator franchise. You know, it's making money, but it's not making a foreign. Yes. Look at the numbers before you groan, fuckface.
Because I know that Transformers is doing better every time.
Take a big step back and literally fuck your own face.
I think what we're going to see is the main properties are still, like, we're not going to see the B, C, like, the sort of C level and the D level movies, maybe.
Yeah.
The superheroes.
You're going to have the big ones.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But I don't think anytime soon we're going to see superhero movies die.
Okay, let's get into the movie review of the week. The man from UNCLE, as Will put it last week, Man from U.N.C.L.E., Henry Cavill, Kebbo. Let's get your thoughts.
I really like this movie. Like, it's one of those movies, like, it reminds me a bit of Kingsman, where I had a lot of fun watching the movie. I thought, I was taken to the 60s. I was brought to that era with the costumes, the way they talk, like, the technology. It wasn't like, oh, they're using kind of, like, 80s or 90s technology, even though it's in the 60s. So you kind of felt like you were drawn to the 60s, the costumes. And it was a fun story. Henry Cavill, I thought, had a lot of personality in the movie, which is something I didn't necessarily think I'd say. Him and Arnie Hammer. Yeah, I thought they had fantastic chemistry. Hugh Grant was in it. The story was engaging. It was fun. It wasn't too complicated to follow. Basically, you know, when I left this movie, I had a good time. And I thought the story was good. The acting was good. The action was good. It wasn't over the top.
Sorry, it's Army. I stand corrected.
So yeah, basically, I can't say anything bad about this movie. I enjoyed it from the beginning to the end. I enjoyed the music. I enjoyed the cutscenes, the fighting, the cinematography. And right now, I'm thinking it's probably third on my list of top five movies of the year.
Holy, so, whoa! Who are the other two?
It's Kingsman and Mad Max.
Wow.
You're missing one, Kev.
I am?
Yes.
Kingsman, Mad Max.
No, you're missing one.
I'm missing.
Ex Machina.
I haven't seen it yet.
I suggest you see it.
I've seen like 15 minutes. I got to continue watching it. My girlfriend was bored.
Your girlfriend doesn't know shit.
Anyway, I would probably give this movie 8.5. Can't think of anything's on 10. It was just a really fun movie.
And 8.5 drunk uncles on 10.
There you go. Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so I would suggest go seeing this if you want an enjoyable, like, you know, it's not, you don't have to, you know, immerse yourself and think for 2 hours, but if you want a fun movie with a good story, go see this movie.
Armie Hammer, not the most successful of box offices. This made 30 million. he was also in Entourage.
You know what else he was in, right?
The Lone Ranger.
Yeah.
And J. Edgar. So there you go.
He was supposed to be Batman. They were going to make this Justice League movie before the Ben Affleck stuff started. And he was going to be a younger, you know, younger cast. And he was going to be Batman.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I'm really not sure about that.
Just based on his box office success, I wouldn't touch this guy with a 10-foot pole. But I don't think it's anything he's
exactly.
It's nothing he's done. It's just he's had bad luck with box office. Like, I thought he did a really good job playing the Winklevoss twins. So that was, you know.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, he did a great job there. Yeah.
He was the Winklevoss twins.
Yeah,
he was. It was both. Shit. Okay, get into the box office for this week. Break it down. So, Will, before you break down the numbers, let's check back in time to see our financial reviews or financial predictions for the two big movies coming out that came out this week. They were The Transporter Refueled, which made $7.1 million, and A Walk in the Woods, which made $8.4 million. Let's see what we predicted last week. The Transporter's back. This is going to be a Netflix for me. My guess in the gross is going to be $12 million. Will, yay or nay, and how much is it making?
Nay, I couldn't care less. And for how much is it going to make? 15?
Nope. Heavy set, yay or nay, and gross.
This is a nay for me. I'm going to say 9.
Oh, Le Carnage, La Nostradamus. Yay or nay, and gross.
I'm thinking it's a nay for me. I'm going to check it out on Netflix, though, when it comes around, or digital download, something. But I'm going to say 16 because that's what I have my gut's telling me. So I'm going to say 16. La
Nostradamus. Robert Redford, Nick Nolte, and Emma Thompson apparently looking for a paycheck, trying to stay in SAG. I don't know. Fucking super nay for me. Makes $8 million. Will.
Yeah.
Nay for me, 8 or less. I don't know. You know what? Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, $8 million. Fine. Wait, but nope. We can't be the same, right?
He's going to 7.5. No, you can be the same. You can jump on the bandwagon. If you
know what? I'll go 7.5 just for fun.
Will, you should have slacked in. What are you doing? $1
prices,
right?
$1 prices. Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
Le Heavy Set.
3 and enough, man. I need 5. Nay.
Le Carnage.
I'm going to say $6 million and definitely not.
Okay, so I was the closest with A Walk in the Woods. I predicted 8 and made 8.4. And Heavy Set got Transporter. He predicted 9 and made 7. Sorry, Will. Sorry to cut you off. Go ahead and read the box office.
It's fine. Okay, so number one is actually the top two are very impressive this week. None of them are Walk in the Woods or Transporter. Both are movies that came out the week before. And it's a reversal. So last week, it was Straight Outta Compton that was first and War Room second. This week, War Room is first and Straight Outta Compton is second, which is pretty nuts because, I mean, War Room is a tiny, tiny film, you know, with a very obvious public, which is the Christian public.
People like Jeebus.
I guess. It's really interesting.
Jesus is a draw.
But, like, think about it. He is a Jesus movie. Is the movie that made the most money this week, and it's the second week it's out. That's crazy. Okay, so
God help us. God help us.
But just compare the $147 million to the $24 million of the.
But total, you know what? But that shows you how big Straight Outta Compton is as a drop. It's dropping hard. It dropped 32.6% last week.
Because everybody had already pretty much seen the movie.
I guess. Okay. So anyways,
who told you can eat my cookies?
Put that cookie down.
Anyways, number one, War Room with $9.3 million. Number two, Straight Outta Compton with $8.8 million. Number three, A Walk in the Woods, $8.4 million. Surprise anybody? No, I guess not. Number four, Tom Cruise is ever so popular with Mission Impossible Rogue Nation at $7.1 million, making a total of $180 million just domestic. Number five is the debut of The Transporter Refueled, which
debut?
Yeah, the what did I say? What?
The debut.
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 The debut. I'm sorry.
The debut.
It's the debut of The Transporter Refueled, which does not star Jason Statham. And it only made some...
Statham.
Good God. Okay. Anyways, it only made $7.1 million. Number six is No Escape. Made $5.5 million.
No Escape.
You jerk.
What a jerk.
Shut up! What's it a boot?
Okay, number seven, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. What? Sorry? Go ahead.
Nobody said anything.
All right.
No, you're
fucking paranoid now.
I said, what's that, a boot?
Hey, you see? You didn't say something. I'm not freaking paranoid.
That was like a minute ago, dude.
I'm so scared. Okay, number seven, Man from U.N.C.L.E. $3.4 million. Total of $39 million domestic. Number eight, Un Gato con Mucho Huevos, which means something with lots of eggs. It's this is its debut at $3.4 million, and there was a total of $2 million.
They were expecting a better result.
Number nine, Sinister 2, $3.3 million, total of $23 million, and number 10 is Inside Out, that made $3 million, and for a total of domestically $348 million. And just to tell you, that one, the worldwide is $706 million. So yeah, Pixar is still doing quite well with these. And there you go.
Thank you very much, Will, for the box office this week. Yeah, this week. I mean, are we going to review anything here? What the fuck is this?
What's coming out?
90 Minutes in Heaven?
Never heard of it.
Another Christian movie?
Oh, God.
Sounds like either that or a romantic comedy.
90 Minutes? I have no clue what that is.
Sounds like When a Girl Sleeps with Me.
No, oh. Dude, it's not 90 Seconds in Heaven. Hold on.
Oh yeah, by the way, yeah, it's a Christian book.
God.
It's a Christian thing.
Fucking, what's with Jesus and fucking September? Okay. let's play the trailer.
Well, I'll wake you up when September ends.
I was the father of three children, the husband of a wonderful wife, a man with a great future. On January 18th, 1989, I died. When I woke up, I was in heaven.
The man in the red Ford is deceased. I'd like to pray for him.
He's alive! Get up, Paul!
From what we've heard, Don's car was wrecked by an 18-wheeler.
Your husband is very badly injured. We are doing everything we can to save him.
I'm so scared. God, please help us.
It's going to be tough, but Don needs you now.
I fought all I can. I'm ready to die.
You got all these people who care so much for you, and you have no idea how much they love you.
We're going to pray all night for you. We're taking over from here.
I have denied them the blessing of caring. You were right. Amidst all of the suffering, I've learned that heaven is real. Prayed, I'm here.
Fucking super nay.
Hey, but you know what? We were wondering what Hayden Christensen was up to since Star Wars. I guess this is it.
I'm glad he's doing so well. So it's a nay, and I think it's going to make 5.5 million. Well,
okay, nay, but I say 10 million. Do not underestimate the power of God.
Kebo Trek.
This is opening weekend for me for sure, and I'm going 6.3 million.
Heavy set.
Amazing grace, how sweet the nay. 5.2
on the Richter scale.
But you know, guys, it should make a lot. Hopefully, it should make a lot of money. You know why? Because this is the first film by Giving Films, a sister company of the retail chain Family Christian Stores.
I like to and give the company, them a fucking load of.
Not anyways. Done. And the Family Christian Stores company plans to donate all profits from the film to charitable organizations. So the more money this movie makes, the more money charitable organizations get.
Yeah, so I can't shit on it now because I'd be shitting on charitable organizations.
Yeah, like these poor kids, yeah.
Okay, but what organizations?
They don't, it's like, I don't know. It's not.
That's it. It's nonprofits with executives that make like hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's a fucking
actually,
scam.
By the way, most nonprofits have the biggest nonprofits, they make over $100,000. Like I think UNICEF, a bunch of them make over $100,000.
Not Doctors Without Borders. They have zero.
No. Yeah, you're right. Those guys are pretty cool. Yes.
Please check out the John Oliver on Mega Churches on YouTube.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Praise be. what else this week? The Perfect Guy. Fuck off. just give me one movie where somebody gets shot in the fucking head or something. You know what I mean? Like, oh, all right. There we go.
I want a husband and children.
I'm just not ready.
I can't wait for you anymore.
I don't want to lose you.
I don't either.
Three reasons why I shouldn't buy you a drink.
I'm sorry I'm late. You look beautiful.
Why are you still standing here? Walk away. Walk away. I looked over and looked like you needed a little help.
Shine bright like a diamond.
No man in your life?
Not anymore.
Shine bright like a diamond.
It shouldn't be so hard.
You're right.
It's simple. Shine bright tonight. Nice to meet you.
Aww. Does he have a brother? Do you want to come with me to my parents for the 4th?
I have 2 front row tickets to the Giants game, and I was wondering if you'd go with me.
Would you mind if I take a picture of this car?
Maybe ask my boyfriend when he gets out. It was like a switch went off.
You know I never hurt you, right?
Do I?
Leah, open the door!
think I jump into things sometimes.
How about we start over?
I can't believe he's here.
He's out there. He's watching me.
That email went out this morning from your account.
My account?
Can't you see I've been set up?
You think you got a second shot?
She doesn't want anything to do with you.
Probably remembering the sex right now.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa. Shut up!
I'm gonna wipe that smug look off your face.
So you can't protect me?
I'm doing everything I can within the law.
I want my life back.
The continuing war against men, in my opinion, this makes, well, it's a thriller at least. It's not like a stupid rom-com or something, but suspenseful thriller. Apparently this perfect guy is an absolute psycho who beats people up and tries to kill her. Like I said, war against men, super nay for me, I would say 8 million, Kebo Trek.
Nay for me as well, no interest here, and I'm around that. I'm going to go a little higher, I'm going to say 9.5.
Will, you're an A?
And I say 7.5 million.
Heavy set.
This is an A for me. I'm going to go 7.7.
Very specific this week, Heavy. All right, let's check out. There's another horror movie too, but fuck.
No, horror. But you know what? There's like a bunch of movies. There's also Anton Chekhov, 1890. There's All Yours. There's Sleeping with Other People, which is a comedy with Alison Brie. And there's I Kissed a Girl, all coming out this week.
Yeah, but it's all the other ones are kind of.
I'm kidding. I
short release.
Yeah, I'm just making sure.
Check out what's still out in box office, I guess. Yeah, just wow. I've never seen such a dry spout.
Usually this time of the year, it's pretty quiet. Once like the summer movies end, we're in like a little lull, kind of almost until I'd say Halloween starts getting around.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
because then you end up with all the big ones. Like I think the I forget what's called, but there's a Peter Pan kind of movie coming out. There's Hunger Games. There's big movies yet to come.
And the end of next week you have the second book of the Maze Runner coming out, Scorch Trials. I'm trying to still get through. Like I've seen the Maze Runner, but I'm trying to get through the audiobook, and it is difficult. I don't know, is the guy reading it or what? I'm like a year into it, and I'll pick it up for like an hour, then I'm just like, you know what? No. Come back to this later, and I don't come back to it for months. But I think other than that, the only thing that I know coming... Oh, wait a minute. There's also Hotel Transylvania 2 coming out.
Oh, there's Black Mass coming out.
can't wait for that one.
Steve Jobs in October.
Wait. 1 second.
The end of October, you got James Bond.
Cool. All right, let's check out DVDs for this week.
DVD release.
Fucking dry spell here, too. You got Age of Adeline, if you like chick flicks, I guess.
Oh, God.
American Heist, but that's, not fucking
nothing. Wait, Kevin, you watched Age of Adeline?
Yes, I did.
I don't think that was by choice.
Was this your girlfriend now that took you there?
Yes, it was.
And you're still dating her? So I guess it wasn't all that bad, was it? Or did you just love her that much?
It was pretty, it wasn't the worst movie I ever saw, but to say I'm probably never going to watch it again.
All right, let's get into the final results, the movie draft, summer 2015.
Good morning. Let's go. Let's go. Hello. Come on. Good morning. Hello.
All right, the movie draft is done, and Andre has won with a total domestic. Well, actually, technically, we should be waiting a couple more weeks, but our other movies are kind of running out of steam, so it's pretty much over at this point. Andre is winning with $886 million total domestic. I'm in second place with $812 million. Carp's in third with $798 million. Heavy is in fourth with $672 million. Kebo Trek in fifth with $406 million. And Katie in sixth place with $305 million. Mop Joggy, the only home player, actually won. Well, because he's the only one. But he made $1 billion with his pick. So good job, Mop. All right, let's break down some of the numbers. Andre won with actually only three movies that were active. The other one was postponed to a later date, past the draft date. Jurassic Park, or fuck, Carp's going to give me shit for that. Jurassic World made $644 domestic. Kebo Trek. I don't think anybody saw that.
No, but there's not a single person who saw it. Not even the studio saw anything close to that.
Almost $2 billion worldwide, something like that. just a crap ton of money. Chris Pratt, his contract renegotiation. I don't know if he did more than one picture. If he did a one picture deal, he's a very smart
man. No, he signed up. Well, he's going to get probably like, what, $25 million, $30 million for the next one?
Yeah, I would say easily.
Third highest grossing movie of all time.
Mad Max and Terminator were also on Andre's list. He made $153 for Mad Max and $89 for Terminator. But pretty much, yeah, Jurassic World was his big pick. Heavy's movies. Ant-Man 170, which was really good. Dope 16. Fantastic Four, $54 million. Magic Mike 2 was a bit of a disappointment at $65 million. Mission Impossible did well for him, though. $180 million. And Pitch Perfect 2 did really well for him at $183 million. So Heavy did some good picks there. The only thing I think he just didn't have enough movies. Or if anything, Fantastic Four would have made $150 million, and Magic Mike, if that would have made two, he probably could have won it. Those are your two big disappointments from what I see, man.
I think at 1.2 I was trying to go for Minions. I had that high on my list, and then Katie took it,
yeah, because that was the only movie she picked. Carp, they also did a pretty good job. I mean, he was the one who picked Avengers, so he was the early favorite, but Avengers disappointed, only making $457 million. And I know saying only making $457 million sounds a little weird, but you know, it was expecting to make a lot more. Poltergeist did $47 million, which is expected. Straight Outta Compton did really well for him. He only spent $4 on it and it made $147 million. Man from Uncle disappointed though, and Trainwreck did okay. So I just think he didn't have enough movies. In terms of Katie, yeah, she just had one movie, so couldn't do too much there. Kembo, let's break down your picks there. Entourage, bit of a disappointment, $32 million. Hitman, $19 million. Well, it's only first week, but actually that didn't make $19 million. I fucked that up too. I think it made $9 million. Hot Pursuit, $34 million. Insidious, $52 million. That was expected. Masterminds got delayed, so you lost that. Paper Towns made $31 million. That was expected. Sinister 2, $23 million. Spy did okay. Ted 2 didn't do as well as we thought, and Vacation bombed. My picks, Aloha. Yeah, I expected a lot more out of Aloha given the cast. It only made $21 million. Inside Out did really well for me, though, $345 million. Max, the dog movie, did a little less than I thought, made $41 million. Pixels fucking bombed. That sucked. San Andreas did well for me, though. Selfless bombed. Southpaw disappointed. Gallows did okay. Tomorrowland did well for what I paid, but didn't do as well as I thought. In terms of value, fucking Carp, man. Carp spent $4 and Straight Outta Compton. He got $36 million per every dollar he spent. Best value in the draft. Then goes to Heavy for Pitch Perfect 2, made $18 million for every dollar he spent. Inside Out made $16.4 for me. Jurassic World made $14 for Andre. And San Andreas made $12 for me. So that concludes the draft for the summer 2015. Congratulations to Andre. I think we were going to put money in, but nobody gave me any money. So unfortunately, I guess you're getting fucked. You're not getting any money.
I don't think there was ever a declaration of money.
Here we go. There was no official declaration of money.
Well, there was like talks about putting money in, but if nobody put it in, nobody put it in.
Sorry about that, Andre.
Shut up!
Who told you can eat my cookies?
He can't be too sorry. He didn't put money in either.
That's a good point. So, yeah. Andre, I'll buy you a bag of chips or something next time I see you. Maybe some ketchup-flavored Lay's. There you go.
Some Timbits.
I'll buy some Timbits, yeah. You know, I guess for the next draft, we'll put money in before. I'll throw in $5 or something. We'll see. Okay, let's get into feedback.
You never go ass to mouth.
You've never gone ass to mouth.
You never go ass to mouth.
I've never gone ass to mouth.
Not ever?
Not ever, man. So, yeah, unfortunately, no emails this week. Hey, guys, keep them coming, man. We need some more email love. This comes from Tunes from Brian, oldmovies.net. The future Borderlands Lionsgate movie could be fantastic, like the game, or terrible, like 90% of video game movies. Throw it to the panel. What do you guys think? Is it going to impress us or go like every movie video game like Resident Evil and be just an absolute disappointment?
No, it could be good. I mean, it depends. It's a very like, stylistic game. If they make it that way, it could be really fun. I think it could be kind of like, you know how Kingsman was stylistic? That kind of movie. I think it could go that way.
AA Andy Anderson, I love Rounders. It is awesome. We discussed this last week. There was a question what movies we watch if it's on TV. And Rounders has happened for me 5 or 6 times. It's been on TV, and I've watched it and absolutely loved it. It was 5 years before its time, like I said last week. And if it was during the poker boom, it would have made a shit ton more money.
I'm actually glad it wasn't, though, because I feel it would have been more mainstream. Like, it wouldn't have been, like, it wasn't a mainstream movie at all. It was more about, like, the back rooms and stuff like that. So I think it would have been something like that. Was it Drew Barrymore movie? The poker movie?
Oh, God.
Something like that.
It was some, like, cheesy thing title, too.
Exactly. Like, I think it was something like that rather than what we got.
All In or something. Or like. Anyways. Vont Kookie? Double A. I heard a younger... He said fried call. I don't know what that means. I guess he means a younger guy called Straight Outta Compton a historic film. Hashtag OSATM. Fuck, I'm old. I don't know if it's a historical film or anything, but yeah, I mean, we are getting up there, man. We're all in our like mid-30s right now, except for Heavyset. He's like late 20s.
And Will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I always think Will's a little older than he is. I don't know why.
That's you.
So I agree, Double A. We're all getting old, man. It sucks.
Wait, no, it's crazy. Right. Wait, old school. When I say 1990, does that sound to you like 10 years ago?
No, I see it as 20
years. Oh, you do? Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, we're old. All right, let's end the show on that note. Plugs, final thoughts, Heavyset.
I'm not hosting anybody else's show this week, so it's pretty amazing to not
be... There you go. You get a little break.
Yeah, get a little break. NFL starting, actually. That's the big thing going on right now, and I'll be doing a lot of focus on the NFL season. Before this show, I did a draft. I got 2 more today. Starts this week, depending on when this episode gets posted. Kickoff is Thursday night. Can't wait. So it's going to be like about 5 months straight of football.
All right, Will, plugs, final thoughts.
Well, you can always come see my top 5 Transformers lists on
Cybertron. I was wondering where you're going with that.
So, yeah.
You can always come see it. Stuff,
yeah. Actually, after this, I can go see my little baby. I can't wait. My if anybody cares, my baby is now 1 month old. So
hey, it's a lot of fun. Fuck, already?
It's crazy, eh?
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's 1 month old. Yeah, she's doing very well.
Who told you can eat my cookies?
Yeah, that is crazy, eh? What's that
about? Yeah. I say, hey, I'm from Canada. Yeah, yeah. Fuck you.
No, she's...
And I like Tim Hortons. And you know what? According to All Beer Inside, all your beers suck. Fuck you.
Supposedly. By the way, well, but she's super cute. And by the way, guys, I don't know where you are. At
she
what
is
stage.
Cute. She, yeah. She's adorable. Yeah. The kids
adore. And even though it is hard work, I must say that if anybody is wondering when they have kids or not, it is well worth it. It is.
According to God.
No, just according to your friend Will. That's it.
Did you know it's called the YMCA before the Canadians got a hold of it, eh?
Anyways, guys.
Shut the fuck up,
and also, so like, all things Transformers, Cybertron.com with an S. There you go.
There you go, Cybertron.com. And Kebbo... hey, Kebbo Trek, you know what?
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
There you go.
Yeah, I was gonna plug Stable Wars. We're always looking for new members.
No, you weren't.
So I was gonna plug.
No, you weren't.
You know, you sign up. You can win a DVD if you win and you make your team and stuff like that.
You don't make a team. You make a stable.
Yeah, you make
idiot.
A stable and you have like $6 million to spend.
Shut the
and you gotta
fuck
buy
up,
Donnie. Wrestlers. Yeah, and you win a DVD at the end.
All right, shout out to Carp here.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
So for Kebbo Trek, Will, Heavyset, and...
dude, where's my car?
Carp.
Where's your car, dude?
Thank you very much for listening.
When Disney slapped Frozen's name on a short film to squeeze more cash out of their biggest hit, Honest Trailers had the perfect excuse to slap Frozen's name on a video to squeeze more views out of our biggest hit, Frozen Fever. Remember Frozen? Sorta, right? Since the Big D couldn't make a sequel quickly enough, prepare for a glorified music video that's trying to beat the clock before your kids grow out of their Frozen phase. Now available on Blu-ray for $20? No, that is it! Daddy is done spending money on this Frozen crap! Stop crying! We're poor now! Remember standalone princess stories like Cinderella, Snow White, and Sleeping Beauty? Disney doesn't, as we shamelessly return to Arendelle for less time than it takes to listen to Freebird. All your favorite characters are back in the exact same locations to cut down on costs and rendering time. As Elsa leads you by a string on a tour of various Frozen merchandise, full of not-so-subtle callbacks to the original movie and catchphrases so forced they would make Schwarzenegger blush.
I don't get colds. Besides, a cold never bothered me anyway.
Witness the exact moment when the filmmakers gave up on having Elsa's ice powers make any kind of sense. In a scene where she can move flowers with her mind, change the color of people's clothing, and create out-of-control ravenous sentient life forms, proving once and for all that Arendelle would be a safer place if they locked this dangerous witch up in her ice tower. What? She's a menace. So experience Frozen without the story, stupid troll rock thingies, or good music, featuring one long rambling tune that definitely won't take the place of Let It Go. Wait, 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 stop the music. Don't even bother. We're not singing this one. You probably haven't heard it anyway. Starring the following reasons Disney needs to keep Frozen relevant: an upcoming Broadway show, a new theme park, Olaf duct tape, Bud Wipes, tiny Jeep Wranglers, chicken soup, perfume, multivitamins, bowling, personal checks, this weird styling head, and horrifying snow cone machines. You do realize you're eating Olaf's intestines while he watches, right? Frozen reminder. You remember when Disney actually tried to hide the innuendos in their films? Because those things look like chubby little d- Be sure to subscribe for more on...